what are the government's weaknesses, you think, that will drive voters away from the government and bring them to you?
They've been there a long time. The health system is genuinely a mess. They've had a long time to fix it and they haven't. There's a lot of promises that never amount to anything. I mean, even the Indian community promised a community centre, never delivered. Promised a park in the western suburbs, never delivered. Promised Indian aged care facilities, never delivered. They've made a lot of promises, this government, and they haven't fulfilled them. They seem to fulfil the pet projects of the Premier, but not much else. And I think after 8 years, people are aware of that and they're very tired of that.
And you think voters will leave the government, come to you, or will it be like in the federal arena, teal independence?
I don't know about teal independence, but I think independence full stop are a real threat, because voting independent is just a vote for the government, or vote for the Labor Party.
So what are your party doing about that?
Well, we have to spend the next 100 days to convince people that if they want to change the way the state is going, they need to vote Liberal. Because if they vote for an independent, they're going to get the government returned and you'll have more of the same. So from our point of view, if you want to fix the health crisis, if you want to keep your kids at school, if you want to employ 2,000 more mental health workers, you know, you have to vote Liberal to change the government. Otherwise, nothing will change. Labor will get back with the support of independents. Nothing will change.